My pet is my hermitage. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bowerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My pet is my hermitage. And my pet is Mr. Rex. My pet is Mr. Rex. Glorious, wonderful, fantastic, my pet. What does Rex do that makes him my hermitage? What does Rex as my pet do that makes him my hermitage? Well, Rex is peaceful. He is quiet. He is gentle. He is loving. He's alert. Oh, yes, he's alert whenever there are noises or things around that he feels need to be brought to my attention. But basically, we live in a very quiet, peaceful life, quiet, peaceful home where everything is in divine order. And we're very content in our home, very content in our life. Now, there are many things that we have to do. There are many things that busy my day, my writing and letter writing and giving talks and putting them onto the internet and preparing all of these things and working with students and working with the staff and working with the property and keeping a balance and keeping a harmony here. All these things are not great, worrisome things, but they are things that take attention. Now, whenever I get busy, whenever I get so busy that I forget to be peaceful, I look at Rex. I don't look at him because I'm forgetting to get peaceful, but I look at Rex. When I look at Rex, I see him peace. He hasn't a care in the world. He sits wherever he sits, and he's as comfortable as he can be. And he puts his head up on one end of the couch where he can look around at one set of windows. And then he brings his head around to another set of the couch where he can look at another set of windows. And he brings his head around to yet another open area of the couch where he can look out the windows and see more things. And he's got the whole world right at his eye glance. And he is peaceful. A hermitage is a place where it is peace. A hermitage is a place where all is in divine order. A hermitage is a place where I like myself. I like myself and I like all the things that I'm doing in my life. A hermitage might be an opportunity to collect my thoughts, to collect my thinking about my world, and to look at my world from this secure hermitage point of view, where I am peaceful, relaxed, and all in divine order. And when I look out, I see all is in divine order about me. I'm like Rex, sitting on the couch, looking at all four points of the compass, and each point of the compass has windows to look out of. Each point of the compass has a peaceful environment. Birds flitting by, the breeze gently blowing, the trees, the flowers, the plants, all the things that are beautiful and good and peaceful. Perhaps the most important thing that Rex engenders in his life through his attitude and through his looking around is peace. And perhaps that's the lesson that is best shared with me, the lesson of peace. When I look at my life and see it as peace, I live a long, healthy, happy life. When I look at my life and see it as peace, I let go of all of the truculent things that cause me to be unhappy or cause me to be not totally in balance with myself, and I let them go. Now, it's not a matter of being irresponsible, not taking things that I'm supposed to do and giving them my attention. It's a matter of giving them the attention that they call for. And the attention they call for is to say, all is in divine order, and I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the way to take care of these circumstances. Now, if every single time a circumstance comes up in my life, I say to myself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows how to handle the circumstance, then the divine in me knows how to handle the circumstance. I am calling forth this wonderful, beautiful, responsible, capable, knowledgeable source of all information to handle my life, to handle my circumstances, to handle who and what I am in a most beautiful and a most competent way. Now, when I do that, I am fulfilled. And all the tension goes away. All of the feeling that life is not as cool as it could be fades away. And I am peace. I am indeed peace. And then as I look at the circumstances of my life, whatever they may be, I know the answer. I know the answer, and the answer is very clear to me. The answer is very known to me. The answer is very definite to me, and I respond to it in a very positive, gentle, loving way. Nothing is saying, oh, this is immediate, you must immediately take care of it, or this is something that there is no solution to, or this is something that is somebody else's problem, not yours. None of those answers come to me. The only answer that comes to me is the answer that says, okay, this is how we handle it. It doesn't say it's somebody else's job. It doesn't say it's difficult, it's easy. It just says, this is how we handle it. And in a most normal, reasonable, simple, wonderful way, we handle it. And as we handle it, it all works out in divine order. Oh, it works out in a remarkably divine order. In a divine order that says, hey, that's okay. Hey, that's beautiful. Hey, that's lovely. Hey, that's good. Hey, I like that. Yes. And when we say that, then we do like it. When we say that, then all is in divine order. When we say that, then we are peace. Then we are love. Then we are joy. Then we are right action. It's often enough that my dog reminds me as he sits pondering on his chair all the wonderful thoughts dogs think about. And what is he really thinking about? He is thinking about he lets go and lets God define all things in him. When I let go and let God, I'm no longer responsible to come up with a solution. I am to take the solution that comes to me and work it. But that's the point. I take the solution that comes to me and I work it. When my dog is in my hermitage and he's sitting on his chair or he's sitting on the floor or he's sitting anywhere and something comes to his attention, he doesn't say, what shall I do? He just immediately stands and listens to take issue with whatever is going on and know exactly what to do. He knows exactly what to do. He knows how to get up. He knows how to jump. He knows how to run. He knows how to stay back. He knows how to relax. He knows how to be peace. He knows how. But he knows how because he lives in that inner heritage of himself. In that inner light, he lets go and lets God guide him, direct him, show him in every way be that which he is. And as he lets God be that which it is, then he has no worry, no concern. Oh, his bark might say, be careful, look out there, see, there's something going on, be aware. But that's our interpretation. His bark may merely be saying, I've got a hold of it. No problem. All's in order. Yep, I got everything under control. No problem at all. No problem, Dad. You just relax. Now, if I were wise enough to understand it, I could be sure that's exactly what he's saying. When there are things that are none of his business, he pays no attention to it. When the dogs are getting a special piece of food and he's not getting it, and he knows it. He always gets his share. He watches them, perhaps, or pays no attention. He turns his attention away from them. And when it's time for him to have food, him to have a treat, him to have any attention, then he's all aware. then he's all over you. He's saying, yes, 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 this is a wonderful world. Yes, this is a wonderful world. I am the Hermitage. I am the place of peace, the place of quietness. I am the place of goodness. I am the allness. Yes, our pets are our Hermitage. But they're not our Hermitage as something just to love or something to remind us of what's going on in the world around us. They are our Hermitage because they in themselves have a stillness and a peace that sets them apart from all the busy hubbub of the world. They have a peace in their heart that makes them feel just so relaxed, so good, so easy. Oh, when they're alert, they're alert. And truly, when we are alert too. But they are peace. They listen within, they listen to that quietness within, and they enjoy that quietness within. I love my Hermitage. I love my pet. I love my house, the Hermitage I live in. I love my pet, the Hermitage that lives in the house with me, because it is beautiful. It is wonderful. I love my spouse who lives in the house with me. I love my family. I love the harmony, the joy, the peace, the wonderment that's my Hermitage. These are that which I am. And that which I am is good and very good. And it's a beautiful, wonderful, happy, contented, fulfilling, magnificent world. It's a world that I determine for myself that this is me. This is me, and this is good and very good. And in that light, I let it go. And so it is.